And Coach Chris Collins is here. We had you on the phone, Coach, and we lost you, but welcome back. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, guys. Always fun to talk to you guys.
At Coach _ Collins, I hear you're flying to Indiana.
We are. That was Dave Ennett. You know, Dave Ennett, all these years of the bus ride there, he finally pulled the executive decision and said, I'm tired of busing. I want to fly. So,
anything I can do, Coach, for the program.
Coach, do you get tired of Dave Ennett pulling that whole diva thing that he does?
No, you know, I love it because a lot of times I try to get stuff done, and I've only been here a couple years. So you got to go to Mr. Cat, and he does a lot of my heavy lifting, which has been awesome.
And, you know, good for you, Dave. Good for you for holding up the program.
Do my best.
Indiana and your Cats tomorrow. What time, Dave?
That's at 11 o'clock Central Time tomorrow.
And look, this is a good team. And the Northwestern Wildcats are a good team. But, man, that'd be a great win to get off tomorrow and get back on the track you want to be on.
Yeah, you know, we've lost a couple here in a row. Had a really tough loss the other night at Maryland. Maryland's top five team in the country and playing great basketball. We were with them every step of the way, lost in overtime. Kids gave a great effort, just couldn't quite finish the deal. And, you know, anytime you've lost a couple in a row, you got to try to get back on track and play well, and it won't be an easy task because Indiana is as hot a team as there is in the Big Ten. They've won 11 games in a row, and they're 6-0 in the conference, sitting in first place right now.
You know, you and I have talked about this, Chris, and it is a little bit strange that it seems like your guys are playing better on the road and than at home, even though they had a big win against Wisconsin at home and a great long home winning streak, 13 in a row. But, you know, it's kind of goes contrary to what I think most people would tell you, that team is going to shoot better in their own gym. They play better. They're more relaxed. But it almost seems, at least in the games you've played in the Big Ten on the road, that those have been your better performances. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very fair. And it's, you know, trust me, it's something we talk about a lot as a staff, you know, when we're meeting together, is how can we, you know, are the guys feeling more pressure at home? Like what is the formula which makes us be a little bit more ease away from home? Because, you know, certainly that's for us, you know, we're 1-3 at home and 2-1 on the road. And if you want to be a successful team in the Big Ten and make a push in the standings, you have to take care of your home court. And it's something we haven't done a great job of. And conversely, it's tough to win on the road, and our guys have played great on the road. We've won two games, and the game we lost was, you know, against a team that's virtually been unbeatable, and we took them to the last possession and in overtime. So I'm ecstatic the way we play away from home, and going forward, we got to find the formula to get us playing that way when we get home at Welsh Ryan.
Trey Dempsey, Indiana killer. How's his shooting going to come around?
Hopefully he can break out. You know, shooting is one of those things. It's a lot mental, and you got to be careful with players that you don't make too big of a deal when they get a little bit of a slump, and
right.
you continue to give them confidence. You make sure they're getting their work in, and Trey's the kind of guy, if he sees the ball go in one or two times, he can really break out. So
you want me to work with him?
I would love for you to work with him. We've had a couple games where we've really struggled, and you gave me a bum cell phone number. I tried to call you the other day to see if you'd come play for us, but you know the number went right to like a voicemail, so I knew you gave me the fake line.
But the thing is, you know, and I told you this, Coach, I can teach guys how to shoot with virtually no vertical leap whatsoever, and you know that's a skill that very few people have.
I know. I saw it. You have what we call the tippy toe jump shot. You know, where you kind of raise up to the toes, but the release is right on point. And you're a lights out shooter for someone of your age and ability.
And by the way, Coach means lights out because lights out are on 5:30, and then we have a nice dinner in the cafeteria with the others.
Yeah, exactly. You go to Indiana tomorrow. This will be the first game there for your sophomore, Bryant McIntosh, who's your leading scorer, is having a tremendous year. He's among the leaders in the nation in assists. And this has got to be a big game for him. Do you have to kind of dial him back a little bit? Because I'm sure he's going to be really amped up to go in there.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime a guy is going home to play, you have to try to temper the emotions a little bit because it's an exciting time. I mean, you'll have a ton of family and friends there, and, you know, he wants to play really well. You want to win, and sometimes it can work against you, you know, if you don't handle it right. So, you know, just trying to, he's such a level-headed kid. He takes a lot of things in stride, but there's no question, you know, we want him to not get out of character, just be himself, play his game, and try to not make it bigger than it is, although that's hard to say because, and you guys know, the state of Indiana, I mean, high school basketball is king.
Yep.
You know, he's a, you know, state champion in that state and a well-regarded guy. And when you get a chance to go home, it becomes a special thing, especially to play at IU. So I know that's going to be something we're going to have to deal with early, maybe a little bit of excitement out of him. But hopefully he can maybe get a layup, get something easy to settle the nerves and get back to just playing basketball.
Northwestern Hoops tomorrow morning. What time again, Dave?
We'll go on the air 10:45 tomorrow.
Hey, let me ask you one question, Coach, about the NBA before you go, because you know basketball. And we had a bizarre occurrence this week. Andre Drummond from the Detroit Pistons missed 23 free throws to set an all-time missed free throw record in a game. And his head coach came out and defended him and said, look, this hack-a-whomever policy in the NBA is a joke. I think he could make that argument. But I also think if an NBA player is paid the amount of money he's paid, he can't shoot 30% from the stripe. I mean, free throws, even guys who don't have it, it's repetition and practice, isn't it?
I agree with you. I think it's easy to just say change the rule. But, you know, free throw, you if you're paid, you know, in his case, I mean, he's a max level player. I mean, he's making $20+ million a year to be a basketball player. Then, in my opinion, you should, you know, when that's all you do and that's your trade, you need to be.
We lose him? Oh, we lost him. All right, well, we made the point. Got the point in.
He agreed
with
you.
Thank you, Coach. You got to practice, man. You got to practice. Yeah. You think Lou Manfredini goes anywhere without a hammer? Lou goes out to a nice Italian restaurant. He's got a hammer. You've seen it. Yeah. You've had dinner with him.
I've had dinner with him. He brings his tool belt. He brings all of his tools.
Mm-hmm. You can't leave the tools at home, and if you can't make free throws, you got to practice.
That's right.
It's one of the many lessons from today's show. Yeah.